Down here by the Museum of Liverpool, and the Queen Mary 2 has just arrived, and it's absolutely huge. It's hard to put into context just how big it is, but it's dwarfing the Birkenhead skyline on the other side of the River Mersey. Plenty of people have come down to the banks of the Mersey to greet it, and there's people on board the ship who are taking photos of the famous Liverpool skyline. They might be just catching a glimpse of it for the first time. It's due to dock very shortly. Matt Jones on the banks of the River Mersey.
It's absolutely fantastic, and this is the third visit. It still takes us by surprise, just the sheer scale of her. She looks fantastic at our waterfront.
Well, this whole festival as such over the few days, it's great publicity for the city of Liverpool and showing how much it's got going for it as a city, and people across the world are going to see that and they're going to want to come here.
This is exactly what we had in mind. When we knew we had the arrival of the three queens in May and QM2 in the 4th of July, we knew we had to bridge those two ship visits. We know that the eyes of the world are going to be on us for the next 3 days, and we will absolutely shine in that spotlight.
Can I just ask you what you thought of tonight?
Absolutely brilliant, yeah.
What's been the best bit? The lights, the fireworks, or seeing the ship?
Just everything. We've sailed on the QM2 a number of times, and we're going on her on the 4th of July when she's in Liverpool again, so this is just a warm-up for us.
It's an unbelievable sight.
I think I came to university in Liverpool 72 to 75. Tricky times for everybody. This is fantastic Liverpool, a modern city and a modern world.
Can I ask you what you thought of tonight?
Fantastic. I worked for Cunard in the 1960s for a short time.
Here in Liverpool?
In Cunard buildings, yes.
And what's it meant for you tonight?
Oh, it's just like coming home, isn't it? Yeah, it's wonderful.
When you look up at the ship there, the liner, it's just so huge.
It is. We've been on the the old QE2. The last year before she was decommissioned. That was fantastic.
And how are you looking forward to tomorrow?
Super. Yes, we'll be down again.
So what job did you do for Cunard?
I worked in their personnel department and then in their cash department. And I was chosen as a junior to go and get Lord Brocklebank's cigars. It was a great honour.
Crikey.
Yeah.
So this is a trip down memory lane, really, for you, is it, this weekend?
Yes, yeah, wonderful.
Quite emotional for you?
Yes, it is.
And are you amazed that so many people have turned out for this event?
Not really. I thought there'd be a lot, because we're all mariners in Liverpool, aren't we? It means a lot to us.
Well, good morning from the pierhead. Great atmosphere down here already. As you can hear, there's a choir behind me stood on the steps of the Cunard building, treating us to a few seafaring ditties, as it were. It's almost like last night of the proms down here, as you could probably hear. The crowds are building down here now. Expect thousands to be down here very shortly as we wait for the arrival of the Queen Victoria and the Queen Elizabeth to join the Queen Mary 2. It's certainly going to be a very busy and exciting lunchtime. All we need is the sunshine now.
I'm Lauren Moss, outside the Liverpool Cruise Terminal in front of the Queen Mary 2 herself, where hundreds and hundreds of people are out on the decks waving good morning to the thousands of people that have lined the River Mersey promenade on both sides to say good morning to her and also wish her a temporary farewell, as very shortly she'll be sailing off back down the river to meet her other two sisters, the Victoria and the Elizabeth.
Captain Christopher Wells, master of Queen Mary 2. I'm going to steam out, going north up the Mersey. I'm going to turn round. I'm going to wait for my two sisters who are going to come past me. I'm going to follow them down here, and then we're going to turn all three ships simultaneously in the river opposite the waterfront. I think it'll be great.
I'm Roisin Hasty on the beach at New Brighton, and it sounds like the Queen Mary 2 is about to set sail. Now, I'm here with a group of ladies on the beach. Are you excited?
Oh, so excited.
We've got a fantastic view here. I mean, she's massive, so it's not like we're going to miss her moving, but are you excited to see her sailing out the river?
As you know, look through the binoculars. It's amazing.
I mean, this ship really is huge, and we've got a prime location. I cannot wait to see it properly moving up the River Mersey.
I'm Lauren Moss with the best view in the whole of Merseyside. In the background there, you can hear the horn of the Queen Mary 2, who is directly above me. I'm standing on the bridge of the Carnarvon Bay boats, smack bang in the middle of the River Mersey, as the Queen Mary 2 has just met with her sisters, the Queen Victoria and the Queen Elizabeth, and now they are sailing in formation, magnificent formation, back into the city of Liverpool, and it really is spectacular. It's quite hard to find the words, actually. I'm on a boat with my life jacket on, just a few feet above the water, which you can hear below me, and directly ahead of me and above me is this enormous cruise liner.
I'm Roisin Hasty, walking along the beach at New Brighton. As you can hear, there's a fantastic atmosphere here. The drums going on in the background. Literally thousands of people on the beach here walking alongside the Queen Mary 2. And right now in front of me is the sight that we've all been waiting for. The three queens meeting on the River Mersey. Well, just about. The Queen Mary 2 in front of me is massive.